Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 24th of December, 2024. It is Christmas Eve. And that song the producer played just now, Christmas in the Bahamas, that I know, right? Like, if it's one song, if you had to choose one song to sum up what Christmas in the Bahamas was for me, someone born in the mid to late 70s, that song right there, that's how you make Christmas Bahamian. And we need more of that, man. We need more Bahamianization of things. We could do whatever we want. Why won't we do what we create as opposed to doing what other people doing? But if we're gonna do what other people are doing, we could still do it our way, and this is very important. So we are going to continue the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM holiday giveaway today. I am awaiting the arrival of Mr. Nuri. I'm asking you guys, I want to pause until he gets here because it is easier to document winners with a second person to manage both the text line and phone line for winners when there's only one person at the mic. So I want to give Mr. Nuri a few minutes to get here before we start the trivia. There's lots to talk about. We are days away, essentially 1 week away from the end of the year. So along with the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM giveaway, trivia giveaway, we want to do an end of year wrap up. And so in this time that we have, we can do that as well. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. So this morning we're talking end of year wrap up, New Year's resolutions, holiday and traffic safety tips as well. If you have some good ones, share them with us. In fact, share them for the broader audience. Some say, please do trivia now. You need to win, Texter. Well, we can be on it. We're going to be. Henry is on his way in studio. And I want to wait for him because Mr. Newry said, hey, I got some more prizes. I've got some more prizes. And so I want to take a moment to thank those entities that have donated to the giveaway this year. We want to thank Golden Lotus for the beautiful jewelry pieces that they donated this year. We want to thank the Myers Group of Companies for their contribution this year. I'm not sure what Mr. Newry has in his pocket, but we got some more, I think, fast food giveaways today. I want to thank Devania's for their awesome donation of pepper sauces. I want to thank Azalita's Curries for her donation. CA's Pepper Sauce, SG Ranch, and Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas. And the Goat. The Goat is a local vendor that specializes in pepper-based products. Their spice Benny cake, spice peanut cake, spice coconut cake with hints of goat pepper and bird pepper and other types of peppers depending on the product. Yesterday we gave away a tamarind glaze and a guava glaze, both spicy. From the Goat, we've been giving away Devania's tamarind steak sauce. They have a pineapple glaze, a guava glaze. They got a barbecue sauce, a spicy barbecue sauce. They've got their traditional Bahamian pepper sauce as well. And we've been forever grateful for that. Absolutely. Okay. Saw the story in the news. Two stories in the news. This one really piqued my interest. Unreliable electricity driving away tourists. This is in today's Tribune. Frustrated residents of Guanaki, Abaco say unreliable electricity is driving away tourists and lowering their quality of life. Their pleas for help are the latest in a series of complaints against Bahamas Power and Light, with residents of Eleuthera also reporting similar challenges. Well, that's interesting. Residents of Abaco say this electricity issue is a quality of life issue, as well as obviously an economic issue, because it's driving away the tourists. Quote, I feel like we're living in a third world country, paying first world taxes, right? You know, and we're not getting anything, close quote, said longtime resident and business owner Tanya Wallace. Let's go to page 5. She said the key has endured frequent power outages for over a year, with the latest lasting 48 hours for some this past weekend. Willis Lavardi, chief counselor for Guanaki, attributed the island's utility issues to freight boats damaging the underwater power line during low tide. He said such incidents require drivers to locate and repair the damaged line. Quote, I've been telling them to, like, at least locate the area and let the freight boats know where the power line is, so when they pass, they could try to avoid cutting it dead. Wow. Mr. Lavardi said the key has a backup generator, but it is currently out of service due to mechanical issues. According to residents, the electricity situation has impacted their finances and quality of life. Mrs. Wallace, who owns a liquor convenience store, said she spends significantly on diesel to keep her home and business running. Quote, and then we turn around at the end of the month and still get exorbitant BPL light bills, close quote, she said. Quote, you know, power's off, but you don't get a break in your bill, and then they do have the audacity to tell us, like, at every so many months, they'll come around and be like, if you have an outstanding amount of 300 or more, it doesn't matter if it's current or if it's past due. Once it's $300 or more, if you do not pay it, we will cut your power off, close quotes. She claimed tourists have canceled their plans due to the unreliable electricity, which is impacting people's livelihoods. Another community leader, Jeremy Sweeting, said Guanaki is not the only area plagued by power outages, but Man O' War and Hopetown are also affected. Quote, when power gets off, we have no water because the Keys do not have the services of water and sewage because we're the outlying Keys and not the mainland, close quotes. He said, quote, so in the case of tourism, if someone's living in a cottage and they don't have a backup generator, I'm sure it's getting frustrating, close quotes. Arnett Ingriel has acknowledged residents' concerns and assured them that officials are actively working on long-term solutions. I want us to remember that sentence there. She noted that BPL is open to installing in the area to warn boaters. I'm sorry. Let me apologize. She noted that BPL is open to installing a sign in the area to warn boaters, but cautioned that maintaining the sign long-term could be challenging due to weather and other factors. Quote, we know that we have some lingering issues there in Guanaki, but we're working towards a long-term strategy, including an Abaco ring feeder where we can feed all of the Keys in Abaco, and if there is any issues, that there's redundancy coming from one of the other Keys, close quote, she told the Tribune yesterday. It is 24-12-24. Is this a magical day? It must be a magical day because we have been instantly transported back into the past to a time pre-1992. Unreliable electricity driving away tourists, both in on Abaco's Guanaki and the Keys and in Eleuthera. It is 2024. I'm certain we heard the Minister Clay Sweeting talking about how all of these matters are resolved. I am deeply, deeply concerned and troubled because it may be Nassau's turn next. Someone in their brilliant wisdom decided that the Bahamas, in fact, the whole of the Bahamas, but in particular New Providence, was prepared to transition to electric stoves. So here we are now, many of us, maybe even a slight majority, maybe even slightly more, are left to prepare Christmas dinner as quickly as possible in fear that overloaded systems will fail and leave us unable to use the infrastructure that we have been forced to buy. Who thought that we were ready for electric cars? That's like the rich uncle that buys his nephew a car or a motorbike without even talking to the nephew, checking with the parents, seeing if the nephew catch sense yet, seeing if the parents could afford to insure the boy and the bike, ensuring the boy have a helmet and safety gear, right? You just go buy motorbike because you got money. And why do I have this fear? Because it has happened to me on multiple occasions since the purchasing of a semi-electric stove for our residents. Quality of life. You see, electricity is not something that I, as one individual, can manage on my own. And you can say, yeah, but Aaron, you could get solar, you could get able you to provide a power supply at your home. But unless I am a solar technician, I still have to rely on other people, maybe to install, maybe to set up, maybe to maintain, to manage, right? There's just so much of that system that in the initial moment, I may be unable to do for myself. And even if I do become a trained solar expert or technician, what else could I do unless I do that? it's going to be a rough, rough holiday season, people. I hope that we are prepared and that we have alternates. I am just saying, it's already rough for Family Island people. Let's not just sit here in New Providence and say, well, I haven't experienced a power outage yet, so it ain't gonna be a rough Christmas. Is already rough for Family Island people. Mr. Nuri.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you. Happy Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas, Adam?
Christmas Adam wasn't bad. I don't know. I must confess, or I can confess, that I went to my first press mixer.
How was it?
Yes, it was different. First, I didn't know I was a part of the press.
I mean,
I'm not a journalist.
I just
pressed the journal.
I pressed the button. You pressed the journal.
I'm flattered that I was invited. Mm-hmm. I was even more flattered that people in the media knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you C.A. Nuri? So that was impressive. It was who's who amongst media personalities. So I was like, not overwhelmed, but like tickled pink to see people I see on TV. Oh, I know this boy. Oh, I know this lady. You know, oh, she's pretty in person. Look at her. You know, this mm-hmm. model. I know. It was good. So I'm flattered for the invitation. I would like to thank Mr. Rami
mm-hmm.
for including me to consider me as part of media in general. To get this invitation.
Mm-hmm.
My only concern was, I'm not sure if you know, I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The plates are small, man. I mean, the food was good, but the plates are small. So imagine me already uneasy as all these pressers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on this line 3, 4, 5 times and I have 6 plates in my hand, or six sauces. Sauces in my hand, you know, them butter plate, you know? I'm trying to put the 4 meats on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I stand up at the, what do you call them, tables, them high boys. High boys, right?
I don't ever go to fancy events. I mean, like, we had a high boy. I've never.
That's the thing where you stand up and eat food.
Oh,
the table.
That's a fancy event.
I'm not sure what it's called.
Okay.
But the idea is that cocktail table-y. Thanks. I appreciate that, Kermit. See, Kermit's go to fancy places.
Mm-hmm.
You need to travel more, man.
I do.
And so the whole cocktail table was just my food. Then other people's coming like next to stand next to me and like, can I get a space here? I said, but only my food could fit. I don't have one big plate.
Mm-hmm.
I have 6 of these.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to wait till I finish this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can stand and, you know, take your place. You know, so that was my only concern. But the food was good.
Oh.
And they had lobster bisque in some type of shot glass. So I wasn't used to that because, you know, I eat my soup with a spoon. So I had to drink that like a shot. So mm-hmm. it was different. It was different, but the food was good. And I met the Prime Minister.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to meet the Prime Minister.
You spoke to him?
No.
Did you shake his hand?
No.
Did you look him in his eyes?
No, I mean, he looked at me and cut the eye. But I assume that's the CA Nuri there, but you know. So I said, no, let me don't go close because he has security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't fight.
True. I mean, at the risk of exposing myself, you fought those 6 plates, though.
No, I fought the plates. Yeah, man, you know what? People give you free food.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The idea that Mr. Rami invited me, I was going to eat. So I did eat. And I appreciate it. And thank you for the invitation. And I hope they include me again. So, and what I can do is I can come in my own Ziploc bag type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because food is high end. They're spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm trying to say, for me to get full, I need a bigger plate.
What impressed me the most is that the plate, like if you got 2 of them, and
I mean,
you
the
put
saucers, because these are different plates. These are like saucers,
right?
You know, cup and saucer, a saucer.
Ah, if you took one saucer
mm-hmm.
and put food on it, and then you took the second sauce top of the first saucer, it made a complete tray. That impressed me greatly.
I didn't ever thought about that.
I mean, the resourcefulness, the ingenuity, the creativity and the generosity. And the generosity on top of it, all of that impressed me greatly.
Okay, well, at least the food tastes good.
And the staff were excellent. The service was wonderful.
Yeah. Lemonade was kind of sweet, but people like me who have diabetes.
Yeah, that's because, like, when you don't put any rum in it to cut the sweetness, it tends to.
I enjoyed myself. And I pray that they have more parties, right?
No, I
won't get invited again. I saw Clint. I was excited to see Clint.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And remember when they say that the cameras put 40 pounds on you?
Mm-hmm.
I leave it just like that.
There you go. Yeah. Traffic and holiday safety tips. At holiday dinners with family, friends, and strangers, please refrain from asking or referencing people's weight. That's a holiday safety tip.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, not just you, the wider public.
No, no. I'm,
don't ask me why I looking so healthy if I finally have a mate offensive. And for many people, it's hurtful, right? And you
then tell them they have a man?
No, to ask why they looking so
healthy instead of sickly. I don't understand what you're trying to
because
say.
Because healthy is a euphemism for fat in this place sometimes.
Eh? It's better than looking sickly.
Just don't comment at all. Like, if you looking at me and you thinking, oh, she's looking sickly, you comment on my bank account.
Boy, that bank account's slimming.
Go to the bank and say, hey, the Erin Green PMH fund.
Yeah.
I would like to put $5
That's
on
nice.
It.
That's nice.
You could say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
When you putting the $5 on it, like to yourself.
Get well soon.
You could say, I hope you stay skinny forever, but here's this $5 and buy some medicine.
Yeah.
By yourself, though. Don't say it to me.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Health. When you have nothing safety nice care. To say.
Don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
But what about people like us, like me, who do commentary? That's what you do. I got to say something.
It's all about the purpose of saying something. Mm. Right? Like, even in our advocacy, even in the work that we do, we have to be careful, right? That what we're saying is not an inciting or evoking, right? Like, on the radio, we don't know who we're speaking to. We know some of who the audience is. We can make a general sense of who's receiving, you know, who's going to receive what we're saying. But it's random. We don't know exactly who's listening. So we have to be very careful when we speak. In some instances, it's about not offending people.
Mm-hmm.
But in some instances, it's remembering that, like, if we're talking about sexual violence and rape culture,
mm-hmm.
it's remembering that for people who have experienced it, who are living through it right now,
mm-hmm.
that these conversations can be deeply triggering and troubling for them, right?
Understand.
And so, yeah, but don't be talking. And I tell you what, though, some messy family members that come to Christmas, like family dinners,
mm-hmm.
and it just be pure entertainment.
You're loving any family dinner this year?
Yeah, we having Christmas dinner.
No, but are you having it by your house?
I'm fortunate this year. On my Mitchell side, there's mm-hmm. a family dinner. And on the Hannah Hasty Tyne side,
don't,
there's
distant dinner. People. Don't remember them.
But I get an invite.
They didn't invite me, as usual. But I used to the Hannah Hasty Tynes not invite me to nothing.
I can call.
No, don't do it now. I can feel some type of way.
I can call.
I'm just letting you know.
Because if I tell them I'm bringing a man with me,
they know it'll be more like you beat me.
But then once I tell,
you have no man friend.
See what I tell you about saying things is trigger people.
I'm just saying you have no man friend.
I have many male friends.
No, who's going with you?
I guess there's a difference between a male friend and a man friend.
You have no man friend.
That's what a man friend is, hey.
And then the man friend that you do have, see.
If I had a man friend, I wouldn't tell y'all, Mr. Newry.
Don't worry about it.
You wouldn't know.
I find them.
Producer, you have a junk new version of Ghost Move by Avi, please.
I find a man friend, you have nobody's concern. Say, okay, go ahead with them.
Yeah.
They no one say, well, who that man friend is airing it with.
I mean, I think they talk about it later.
They do?
They say things like, look here, is he good? First of all, they say, you check in on the brother?
Yeah.
And then they say, he have everything he need?
Yeah.
You need backup, like you need band-aids.
Mm-hmm.
You need a bell to ring, a whistle. You need a whistle to call for his mother when Erin Green get a little miserable.
So you have two parties you go into, family parties.
Dinners.
Dinners, sit down type.
Party, thing. Yeah, party would connote lots of drinking and thing, and I don't know if we're into that.
And one is Hannah Hasty Tynes, we didn't get invited
well,
to.
Well, one is my Hannah cousin,
mm-hmm.
and one is my immediate
Mitchell
family.
Wait, your Hannah cousin know me?
Yeah.
And they didn't invite me.
I mean,
they didn't invite me technically. I'm just hashing it out. So when they hear this, they understand.
They didn't invite me technically. Technically, I invited myself.
Yeah. And then you have the Mitchell. Mitchell, I don't understand. Yeah.
What happened? You think?
No, the Mitchell's intimate. I understand.
I thought you thought your MP was going to be there.
No, my MP is invite me. My eyes get invited. I mean,
how?
I don't go there.
I'm Mitchell and I don't get invited.
You're in my constituency. I could actually say if there's a party, the my MP will send out an invitation. Oh, I ain't say going,
mm-hmm.
but I'll say I'd say at least I get an invitation.
Caller, you wouldn't believe it. I was just wrapping up the conversation to go to you. Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
Unreliable electricity driving away tourists. This article is unbelievable. And I
Which island are they speaking about?
They're talking about Guanaki and Eleuthera.
Guanaki is a private island, man. They need to have their own electricity.
You know what electricity is?
I try to go Guanaki and they say, you don't live here.
Oh, is that
it's like Albany. It's if Albany have an electricity problem, who cares?
And so you say, now the whole thing, Doc, look at God.
Yeah.
We get to that. Let's go to the phone line.
Guanaki need to get blackened. You see what I did there? Play the words.
Like Rupa? Mm. Good morning, caller.
Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
I come against that conversation that Mr. Nuri is having about you not having any male friends, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Use one of the male friends.
And plus I had to call you because he talking about coming to a hand at hand dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But listen here, we's block fellas like him.
Ah, boy.
We's block fellas like him.
I see.
Yay. Even though you sent me your phone number. Anyway, I can see what I can do for you, okay?
I appreciate it. I want to eat off somebody.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Let's make a way for Mr. Nuri.
Yeah. He lost right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, best of the season, y'all.
Thank you, sir. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Here's a text, Aaron. We really need to get this electricity issue together. I don't mind Bahamians sitting in the dark, but how dare they subject our valued tourists to this madness? Completely unacceptable. No. Tell them, get it right, at least for our Chester Cooper. As Chester Cooper would call them, golden goose visitors. Well, listen, here's the thing. I love that text, because if it's not available for the tourists, trust it ain't available for the Bahamians. I want you all to know they in the warehouse right now, taking all the electricity supplies from the Bahamian side and putting it over on the tourist side.
And I know the text was tongue-in-cheek. Mm-hmm. It's a double meaning, right? Bahamians come first.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, if there are majority on the Guanaki, the electricity is supposed to be for them.
Yeah,
and the tourists could benefit from their electricity.
Right, but
we put in electricity for tourists, and then we benefit
from
the tourist electricity.
And what the residents in Guanaki are saying is, hey, you are destroying our economic product. You're destroying the way that we make money. We are unable to provide these tourism services because you can't keep the electricity on.
I don't get guilted when it comes to foreigners.
It's not about the foreigners. It's about the Bahamian stream of economy.
For me, as a nationalist, talk about me first. Talk about the foreign people next.
But the residents living in the dark too.
See, then don't talk about that. I don't want to hear about what the inconvenience of the foreigners.
But
let me hear about the inconvenience of
Bahamians. You don't turn on generator switch. You can't move assets from one island to the other. Remember you tell me? We ain't nobody. Who are the somebodies listening to? Who are they concerned about?
Guanaki is like a gated community. Let them provide electricity for themselves, man.
And what they've said is that their primary source of power generation is temporarily down due to mechanical issues.
Look at them. God, they're sleeping though. You're reminding them to stay humble.
It's not just Guanaki. But see, Mr. Nuri,
I'm just saying I don't interrupt with God and his judgment.
If we focus on this particular element of the conversation, then we will forget that, A, the residents who are Bahamians talking about what they are unable to do. B, it's not just that key. It's a multitude of keys in Abaco. Uh-huh. C, it's not just that island or territory of the Bahamas. Uh-huh. This problem also happening in Eleuthera, also happening in Harbor Island, also happening in Long Island, also happening in Mayaguana, also happening all over the archipelago.
So you're saying they ain't special. It's a national thing.
Yes.
You know what doesn't have electricity a lot? Parts of Adelaide.
Yes.
On a routine.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's taken at least two decades for the power issues in my neighborhood just to sort of stabilize. right? Just to stabilize. This is a real, real crisis, and no substantive conversations have taken place to explain to Bahamian people what the real timeline is for change. Anyway, I got a text here say, trivia, trivia, we want to win some things. Trivia, trivia, we want to win some things. Underwater, they are marked on marine charts as to warn mariners to exercise care. Just add a note for your info. Yeah, no, no, I read in the article, I wanted to get back to that before we go to the trivia, that the power company says that they are open to installing, like, we are willing to consider the potential of putting signs to indicate to boats where to travel and where not to travel for the purpose of not damaging cables and infrastructure that supplies electricity to whole islands. They open to considering it.
You know what size boat it has to be in order to uproot an underwater cable?
So they're talking about low tide.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be them same people who visit in Guanaki.
So why are the resources... See, Mr. Nuri, that's
it's
fine.
It's a particular set of people.
Who let them in the country? Them. No, no, no. Who lets them in the country?
They'd be a borderless. We don't let them. They just come. They just come and just do.
So who's supposed to be patrolling the borders?
The two boats we have down south trying to prevent those, set them from down south coming up here. Be busy. Be busy.
You
let the Guanaki area police their area, because the people you're all inviting is cutting the cable.
How they can police the area?
Well, we ain't have that many boats. We have like 6 boats, and we're sending 2 down south now.
No, no,
to
I get a
patrol.
I get
area.
A better question. How many plates of food you say you had again last night?
There wasn't a full plate. It's a saucer.
How many sauces?
I had about 6 sauces of food.
6 sauces of food, right? Times, what's the rate for consumption? The first, you know, like when you build a house, the rate per square foot increases as you move away from the center. What's the rate per square foot of consumption all the way out west where we were? What that is? That high, right? So 6 times 175 times 10% VAT times 15% gratuity times 25% stress tax, or that's hazard pay, 25% added on for hazard pay. Mr. Nuri, we could have fixed one of them cables with between your plate and my plates last night. We could have fixed one of them cables.
The residents who live on Guanaki and have those hotel and thing could buy a whole island. They could fix that. They could put a whole generator there if they want. They have the money.
They have a generator there.
Then fix the generator. Fix the generator. Stop complaining. Let people like in Acklands and Mayaguana lobby the government for electricity, but not Guanaki.
This incident a part of a broader collapse of public infrastructure and a clear indicator of a massive administrative crisis.
Yeah, I hear that.
You hear it, right?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. It's not just Guanaki, and the state mechanisms rely on us, right, to dispel this issue as a race and class issue.
There's always race and class.
To dispel it as solely a race and class issue.
Being solely.
And take the burden off of the government to at the very least acknowledge what
that we don't have
its obligations are. Further, considering that the government has demanded of us that we all pay tribute to tourism, that we all understand that the revenues have to be driven back to tourism to build it back up, then surely, right? If the government say the only thing you're going to be able to generate money from is tourism, then the government should keep the public infrastructure in place to ensure that people could tap in pillar of the economy. That's all they're giving people in the family island.
What they need to do is write Jobat Colby Davis. She's the Minister for Electricity. Write her.
And the Minister for Transport. Look at that, all sitting in one ministry one time,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah. Leave the Prime Minister alone. Leave the Minister of Tourism alone. And go and talk to Jobat Colby and say, we have issues. You all know what her office is. Drive from Guanaki and go there and start writing.
Kermit, let's go to a break. Because I swear Mr. Newry cussed at me just now.
I just say drive.
I mean, I could have sworn Mr. Newry said we might as well fight, Miss Green. Call a government ministry for what?
What do you mean?
So I could hear elevator music?
Call Meg Davis B at her office. Just go down, and if she's not in her office, she read inside her constituency office.
What does that have to do with me being able to get through to the ministry? And even if I could get through to the ministry, would that have to do with me getting through to the minister? How many people? I almost forgot where I was just now, Mr. Newry. Mm. There's a 30-year-plus energy crisis. Mm. And it's important that we talk about it. It's important that we highlight the issues that family islanders are facing. The article also speaks to what's going on in Eleuthera. This is important because I could have sworn your golden child, Minister Clay Sweeten, is telling us that everything cool and everything is fixed and we've resolved these matters, but they're not resolved.
And he's a minister responsible for family islands, sir.
Works and Family Island Affairs.
So he looked like them.
How they go read it in the dark?
Do it in the morning time.
When the mosquitoes out?
The mosquitoes
and you can't sit in the porch?
Do it in the morning time and write Clay Sweeten and say we have no light.
Arnett Ingram, a senior manager at BPL, has acknowledged residents' concerns and assured them that officials are actively working on long-term solutions.
No short-term.
Let's go to the phone line.
It could be a light for a while, look like from that.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season.
Yeah, your program is basically very informative and entertaining.
Thank
and
you,
so,
sir.
So we will all take it with that grain of salt or sugar because sometimes we... the two of you are a good combo.
Thank you.
So that helps to balance out each other.
Yes, sir.
So just wish you... bright Christmas. You know, BPL said they brighten up the lights of everyone. And I want to end that when Wanuki has sufficient light, we will be invited and you will be able to get about a dozen little sauces.
I need Wanuki then. If they invite me to eat.
I'm saying, Mr. Newry?
I need to go. They got to fix it now then. Let me lobby for them. I appreciate you, by the way.
Welcome.
Thank you
Merry
so
Christmas.
Much.
Merry Christmas.
Look, I have to apologize to you, Mr. Newry. You see how the gentleman in good spirit called in to say, Aaron, appreciate this man here.
He mentioned food. And Guanaki, luckily they have food. So things
so we
change.
Working
no, things
that.
Change. Things change. I might get an invitation.
So, Mr. Newry.
Yes.
Let's transition.
Okay.
Let's start the game show now. We got 10 minutes left. Let's start the game show now. Tell us some of the new prizes that you brought into studio with
okay,
you today.
Okay, let's see what I have now. Okay. So we got gift certificates from, I need to write, get to pronounce it correctly. But these are from Wendy's, give that. We got to highlight their group of companies. And these are from Popeyes.
Wow.
And Marco's Pizza.
Awesome.
And it's a Greek company. And I always try to pronounce that name. Aetos, I think. A-E-T-O-S. No? Yes. Aetos Bahamas.
Oh, nice.
Aetos Bahamas, and this is a group of companies, and they have joined us and partnered with us, A-E-T-O-S, Aetos Bahamas. And they have the group of companies, Popeyes, Wendy's, and Marco's Pizza.
All right.
And so they've joined us and say they want to make sure Bahamians are having a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So they can take advantage of that. So
some stocking stuffers.
Yes.
And for some, like, or friend or
yes.
loved one.
Yes.
And it's all appreciated. And so we
yes.
say thank you again for the sponsors. The season is all about sharing. Remember, Jesus' two best friends?
Yes.
Sharon and Karen. Yep. Always take them to the dance with him. All right. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners, text line 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. And let me take a moment to say thank you to our producer who's been doing like double duty and triple duty, managing the phone lines and taking information. We say thank you, producer.
I also have the signature lemonade blend from Island Jewel, right? This is nice. I'm going to go and read up more about this. This is, I can't see, I'm nearsighted. Charmed Life Home Company. flavored notes of rosemary, mint, and ginger. So picture lemonade inside a wine bottle and say keep refrigerated high-end. So please enjoy this bottle of our specially blended signature lemonade this holiday season. Happy holidays from Charmed Life Home Company. So that's also a gift that we'll be raffling off and doing their trivia with. I'm kind of excited about that.
Absolutely. Okay, I was telling the audience that I wanted to pause for you to get here because it's difficult doing all the note-taking. Are you ready? Here is the first question of the day. It is an easy one. It is an easy one. On what island is Preacher's Cave? On what island is Preacher's Cave located? Numbers to call 3236232.
Can I add to that question so I can make it interesting? I mean, I know the answer, right? But it's such a simple answer to get my prize so easily. What island is Preacher's Cave and why is it called Preacher's Cave? Not bad. The same type of question.
Okay.
First person call in.
Yep.
What island Preacher's Cave on? Or what's the significance of Preacher's Cave? Or why is it called Preacher's Cave? Any type of narrative like that. See, I make it spicy. It's seasoning up. Yeah. Yeah. You should have tasted some wings last night, Aaron. There were some good wings.
I should have.
Yeah.
I may have felt a desire to fly away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The lobster bisque was good. It's just that, you know, the plate was small.
You know, I don't want to move away from this lifestyle I've become accustomed to.
And they had some banana fritters.
Of slight poverty.
Do you know bananas could be fritters? No. I thought it was Kong fritters until I bite into it. They say banana fritters. Oh, this is nice.
I mean, at the risk of exposing myself some more, I toted and I left it for this afternoon.
You toted food?
Of course I did.
You toted from the...
I'm doing research on the equal and equitable access to an allocation of national resources. This was integral in my research, sir.
Who's tote Christmas food, though?
Who doesn't tote Christmas food?
Let me learn it now.
Those who are willing to let it go to waste?
That's why I eat my sixth plate. I got full there. When I go straight to bed. Diet.
From Toten. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. The question is, on what island is Preacher's Cave located and why is it called Preacher's Cave?
The significance of it. Go ahead, caller. Welcome.
Hello.
Good morning, caller.
Yeah, it is located on Harbor Island in Lutra. And why is it called Preacher's Cave? I have no idea.
So, you are quarter right. Not even half right. Quarter.
Give me half a ticket.
No, you can't get half a ticket. I got to tear it up and you can't use it.
All right.
Yeah, man. But call back. It's all day we get good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Preacher's Cave is on Lutra, and because it's on the northern side of Lutra, it resembles a church.
No, it doesn't resemble a church. But if you could explain that church part a little bit more on what you mean by church, I would willing to give it to you. This is not a bad answer.
I'll call back.
Okay. Call back, yeah, man. Yes. I mean, the answers is close. I mean, I didn't say you're wrong.
All right, here we go.
You're more right than the first caller.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's on the island of Eleuthera, and I think it has some... The significance of it has to do with some of the first English colonists.
You're getting warm. I mean, that answer's so right that I want to give it to you, but I ain't gonna give it to you just because it could be a better answer. But I mean,
okay.
I mean, the answer good.
All right, let's take the last caller, and then I got a text answer. Oh, caller's gone. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yes, Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. They used the cage just where the preachers used to preach in that cage.
It close again. But no, I just can't. But it bang you, the answer ain't wrong. It just ain't right.
Come here.
Oh, okay.
You read that text while I go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Coming to you right now. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you? I'll take a pick at the answer.
Yes, yes.
So Preacher's Cave is located in the northern part of Eleuthera. In 1640, they called them Eleutheran adventurers, would have tried to escape, I would say, persecution out of Bermuda, and they landed on Eleuthera. the Island of Freedom.
I appreciate you, Carlo.
Now, tell me why that answer was different from the one you read in the text.
Of course.
No, ma'am. We're arguing.
You're right, ma'am.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to hold the line. The producer's going to take your information.
Thank you.
Your prize, we will have to leave it downstairs. I'll try to go down at 11 to leave it for you. If not, it will be available at 12. But the whole building closes today.
Early.
Thank you.
But it'll be here for Monday? What day is it? For Thursday?
No, Friday.
For Friday. It'll be here for Friday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Producer.
So you write down a name and number. Okay, caller, name and number so we can give it to you.
All right.
So let's talk about this answer, right? What makes Preacher's Cave is because of the Lutheran adventurers. When the Lutheran adventurers shipwrecked, they seek refuge in that particular cave. So it's a Lutheran adventurer cave. And when they gone in the cave, because they're supposed to die, because when they gone the devil's backbone, the ship capsized from William sails them and Captain Butler, and they went and started praising God, saying thank you. That's when they had their first church service in the Bahamas, and that's why it became known as Preacher's Cave, based on that particular incident. Happened there.
So you're saying the cave became an important site for their community, not only as a refuge from the elements, but also as a gathering
for
place?
Who?
For religious services?
No. But for who?
Okay, here's what I'm saying. There's a lot of implied, right? There's a lot of implied, because it's implied that it would be the first people there.
No, if they say the first people, I can yield and say if they use the word first people.
Okay, their text, so that's why you are unable to get the prize.
The Lutheran adventurers, or at least the British or whoever else, and that incident there. Caused it to be significant.
A text that came in, a late text got it. The text came in while you were explaining answer, though.
Okay.
But as a sanctuary for living and preaching after the Lutheran adventurers wrecked.
Oh, I would wish I had seen that earlier. But the caller got it right. We got the caller's name. Let's put that prize there for that caller. Yeah.
Okay, here is another quick question. Two parts. What are the top four largest islands in the Caribbean? Ooh. And name them in order.
That's a tough question, but go ahead.
That ain't tough.
Name me four big islands.
No. The four biggest islands. The four largest islands in the Caribbean in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
The four.
From biggest to smallest.
Small. Okay, good. That's easy enough. You get a map. And look at the pictures, and you can say this one, this.
Yeah, I mean, basic junior high school geography.
Yeah.
Should catch this.
First caller, first texter to bring that in. And give us the top four largest
islands, and in order.
And we got an order. Big one, then bigger. I mean, yeah.
We got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I'm trying to guess it. So I'll say Cuba, Hispaniola, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic.
I love your answer. And two of the names you mentioned throw your entire answer off.
I don't want to say Dominican Republic.
Once I explain why you got it wrong later on, you'll understand why. But thanks for calling. It was nice that you gave that answer. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, I got a text answer, so let's go caller.
Yes, it's Cuba.
Uh-huh.
It's Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Jamaica.
No. Remember, we're looking for the top four islands, not the four largest countries, the top four largest islands. Let's go to the next caller quickly because we have a text. We take a text winner and a caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Cuba, Hispaniola, Trinidad and Tobago, and Jamaica.
One is wrong. One of the answers is wrong.
Yes, sir.
But you're getting closer. You get three or four.
And we're going to take this last call, and then we're going to go to
the text.
A break.
Well,
all the calls are gone. Okay, we have to end my hour. The texter's gotten it.
Let's say what the texter answer is, so everyone know what the answer is, and then we'll start again.
So the texter
got it. The official answer is
Cuba. Hispaniola, Jamaica, Puerto Rico. In order.
In order. And Hispaniola has two countries on it.
All right. Don't say anything more because we have a second question
coming
second
up. Question? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the answer for that answer. And we move on. Let's finish close off, Aaron.
All right. Producer, you got the information from the caller? For the oh, right. That guy got it wrong.
Yeah. Only the text will get
he
it right.
Sounded so authoritative, though. I almost say he got it right. Thank you, producer. We got to go to a break to end on the clock. When we get back from the break, it's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And we continue for the rest of the hour. Again, it is Cuba, Hispaniola, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, top four largest islands in the Caribbean, in order, from biggest to smallest. All right, you guys, thank you so much for playing and stay tuned. We are going to be continuing. Come tune in and win something. It could be fun. We'll be right back.